The award-winning picture book maker Ed Young spoke with Recess commentator Susan Robb at this year's American Library Association convention about his new book, Beyond the Great Mountains, a visual poem about China.
I had this book with me for more than 20 years now. When people ask me how long does it take for me to do a book, and I would say from the very beginning, our conception is 20 years ago. But when it was first done, it was done on a scroll or paper towel. I wanted to introduce Chinese characters by the basic Chinese radicals, which is like basic elements that goes into designing a Chinese character, and to string them together with a poem. As you open up the first cover, the whole poem is revealed to your eyes immediately, and then you go line by line. As the page gets bigger, you get to read each line, and then double page on that line is revealed, and by steps you start to, I can start introducing the different stages of the Chinese characters. The Chinese way of expressing is, each sentence is expressed from top to bottom, it's vertical, as opposed to the Western writing is from left to right. So when you have the book facing you, you open it as if you're opening up a calendar. By stages, I would just maybe introduce a tree. When I have the sentence with a tree in it, above that tree will be a Chinese character for tree, and then the composition of that spread, I would have the painting of the tree so that it echoes the Chinese character, which is really a symbolic imitation of the real tree. So in this way, the reader can start to relate what the Chinese was using as a symbol for the tree by the Western way of expressing that tree pictorially.